Chapter 6, The AI Dividend. The AI value creation. Artificial intelligence is already creating enormous economic value. It can increase productivity, reduce costs, automate tasks, accelerate research, and generate entirely new products and services. But the gains are not automatically distributed. The companies that develop and deploy AI capture much of the direct financial value. Their shareholders, executives, and investors can benefit substantially, while workers whose jobs or bargaining power are affected may receive far less of the upside. That creates a problem. If AI dramatically increases productivity, while the gains become concentrated among a relatively small group of owners, the economy can become more productive without becoming broadly more prosperous. The AI dividend is designed to address that gap. Its purpose is simple. When AI increases the productive capacity of the economy, citizens should share in part of the value created. This is not an argument against private ownership or technological progress. It is an argument for ensuring that technological progress strengthens the economy as a whole, rather than concentrating its benefits indefinitely. Why share the value? The case for sharing AI-generated value rests on several factors. First, AI builds on decades of public investment in science, education, computing, and digital infrastructure. Second, much of the knowledge underlying modern AI emerged from publicly funded research and accumulated scientific work. Third, AI systems rely on enormous quantities of data generated through human activity and increasingly collected from the wider economy. Fourth, AI can change the distribution of income by reducing demand for some forms of labor while increasing the returns to capital and highly specialized skills. Finally, the concentration of advanced AI capabilities can create economic and political risks if the benefits become excessively concentrated. None of this means that the public owns every AI company, or that every AI profit should be taxed away. It means that a portion of the new value created by AI can be treated as a shared economic dividend. The principle already exists in other contexts. When a society benefits from a valuable shared resource, it can choose to capture part of that value and distribute the proceeds. The AI dividend mechanism. The AI dividend is a per capita distribution funded by AI-related public revenue. The basic formula is AI dividend of T equals tau AI times AI revenue of T divided by population of T, where AI dividend of T is the dividend received per citizen. Tau AI is the share of AI-related revenue allocated to the dividend. AI revenue of T is the public revenue generated from AI-related sources, and population of T is the eligible population. For illustration, suppose AI-related public revenue reaches $50 billion, the dividend share is 20%, and the population is 50 million. The dividend pool would be $10 billion. That would produce $200 per citizen per year, or approximately $17 per month. The amount is deliberately tied to the performance of the AI economy. If AI generates more public revenue, the dividend grows. If it generates less, the dividend falls. The mechanism therefore does not require government to promise a permanently fixed payment, regardless of economic conditions. Funding the dividend. The AI dividend could draw from several sources. AI royalties. A royalty could apply to revenue generated by certain AI-powered products and services. The purpose would not simply be to raise revenue. It would recognize that AI commercialization builds on public infrastructure, accumulated knowledge, and data generated throughout society. AI profit taxes. Governments could capture a portion of the profits generated by highly profitable AI businesses through existing corporate taxation or specifically designed AI-related tax mechanisms. The important distinction is that the dividend would be funded by the economic gains generated by AI, rather than by ordinary household income. Sovereign AI equity. Governments could acquire equity stakes in strategically important AI infrastructure or companies. Rather than relying entirely on taxation, the state could participate directly in the financial upside. Dividends from those investments could then contribute to the public dividend. Data dividends. Where commercially valuable data is generated collectively or through publicly supported systems, mechanisms could be developed to return part of its value to the public. The exact implementation would require careful legal and institutional design. Data ownership is complex, and not all data has the same economic or privacy characteristics. The broader principle is straightforward. If public resources help create private AI value, some mechanism should allow the public to participate in that value. Distribution. The AI dividend is designed to be universal and unconditional. Every eligible citizen receives the same basic payment. It is not tied to employment, income, or individual productivity. It can be paid monthly, quarterly, or annually, depending on the administrative system. The distribution should also be transparent. Citizens should be able to see how much AI-related revenue was collected, how much was allocated to the dividend, how the calculation was made, how much each citizen received. Transparency matters because the dividend is not merely a payment mechanism. It is part of the social contract surrounding technological progress. AI and the circular flow. The economic importance of the dividend extends beyond the payment itself. A productive economy depends on a circular flow of income and spending. Workers receive income and spend it. Businesses receive that spending as revenue. Revenue supports production, investment, and employment, which generates further income. AI can disrupt this cycle if productivity rises while the share of income flowing to labor falls significantly. The AI dividend provides another channel through which purchasing power can remain in circulation. If automation allows the economy to produce more with fewer workers, part of the resulting economic value can be returned to citizens. Citizens spend that income. That spending supports demand. Demand supports businesses. Businesses continue investing in productive capacity. The dividend therefore becomes more than a transfer. It can act as part of the mechanism that keeps the economic circulation functioning as the relationship between labor and production changes. The impact on citizens. The AI dividend provides a source of income that is not entirely dependent on employment. For workers whose roles are transformed or displaced by automation, it provides an additional buffer while they retrain or move into new forms of work. For people who remain employed, it provides supplementary income. During downturns, it can continue supporting household spending, provided the underlying revenue stream remains resilient. The dividend is not intended to replace wages, employment, or public services. It is a complement. Its purpose is to ensure that rising productivity does not automatically mean that the gains from productivity become increasingly detached from the population that ultimately creates, supports, and consumes the resulting economic output. The distributional effect. The AI dividend can also reduce inequality. A universal payment represents a larger share of income for a low-income household than for a high-income household. The same nominal dividend, therefore, has a progressive distributional effect, even when every citizen receives exactly the same amount. It can also reduce the concentration of gains from technological progress. Without a distribution mechanism, AI productivity gains can flow disproportionately toward capital owners. With a dividend, part of those gains flows back into the wider population. The dividend is not a complete solution to inequality. Tax policy, education, competition, wages, and ownership structures will continue to matter. But it creates a direct connection between technological productivity and broad-based prosperity. The AI dividend and the productivity economy. The AI dividend fits naturally into the broader architecture developed in this book. The NPI measures improvements in productive efficiency. The productivity bond links sovereign financing to those improvements. The productivity dividend distributes a portion of productivity gains. The AI dividend extends the principle to the technological source of a growing share of future productivity. AI is therefore not treated simply as a threat to employment or as a machine for generating private profits. It becomes another source of productivity, whose gains can be incorporated into the economic system. This creates a simple principle. If technology allows society to produce more with less human labor, society should share in the resulting productivity gain. A new relationship with technology. The debate about AI is often framed as a choice between two extremes. Either AI will create unprecedented prosperity, or it will destroy jobs and concentrate power. The outcome is not predetermined. Technology changes the economy, but institutions determine how the resulting gains are distributed. If the financial and economic system rewards only ownership of AI capital, the gains can become highly concentrated. If the system captures and distributes part of those gains, technological progress can support broader prosperity. The AI dividend is one mechanism for making that possible. It does not stop automation. It does not punish innovation. It does not require governments to control AI. It simply establishes a connection between AI-generated value and public benefit. The future of the AI dividend. The AI dividend could begin modestly. Governments could test different revenue mechanisms, measure their effects, and adjust the system as AI's economic role develops. As AI-generated value increases, the dividend could increase with it. Over time, the mechanism could become a normal component of the social contract, not a payment disconnected from economic performance, but a share of the new productive capacity created by technology. That is the important distinction. The goal is not to guarantee everyone a fixed income, regardless of what happens in the economy. The goal is to ensure that when the economy becomes dramatically more productive because of AI, ordinary citizens participate in the upside. AI could therefore become one of the greatest productivity technologies in history, without becoming one of the greatest engines of economic concentration. The choice is institutional. We can allow AI productivity gains to accumulate primarily as private wealth. Or we can design a system in which a portion of those gains circulates back through society. The AI dividend is the second approach, turning technological productivity into shared prosperity.